بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue with another chapter concerning rights and service. Serve one's parents even though they are disbelievers. Obey them as long as they do not command you to do an action contrary to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you speak ill of someone else's parents and in reply they speak ill of your parents, then it is as though you have spoken ill of your own parents. In other words, obviously if you're going to spare somebody's parents, they will not like it, and they will spare your parents, it will be as though you have sworn your own parents. After the demise of one's parents, completion of service of them will be by being kind and treating their acquaintances well. Treat family members well, even though they do not treat you well. Examine your family tree so that you can fulfill the rights of your family members. Unfortunately, we cannot do that. As Hazrat says, if somebody asks you, "Oh, family tree," we may just go to our grandfather and great-grandfather. And if you ask you further than that, we will not know. Yet if you look at the Arabs, they would know the family tree of their horses as well. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to make amal, inshallah. Continuing with this kitab, Virtues of the Holy Quran, Fazail al-A'mal, we were discussing about sakina, tranquility, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that tranquility descends upon those people who are in gatherings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance takes place. Tabari rahmatullah alayhi prefers the view that it means peace of heart. Some interpret it as grace, others consider it as dignity, and some take it to mean angels. There are other views as well. Hafiz has written in Fathul Bari that sakina includes all the above mentioned blessings. In the opinion of Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, it is a combination of tranquility, mercy, etc., and descends along with the angels. It is mentioned in the Quran Majid as follows: فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused His sakina to descend upon them. Further, it is stated in another place, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sends down sakina onto the hearts of the believers. Yet in another place, فيه سكينة من ربكم, wherein is sakina from your Allah. Thus, this happy blessing is mentioned in several ayat of the Holy Quran, and there are many ahadith containing tidings of this. It is narrated in Ahya that once Ibn Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu had promised one of his relatives that would break his fast with him, but reached the house of his relative next morning. When the host complained about the guest being so late, the guest said, "But for the promise that I owe you, I would never disclose what prevented me from coming to you." Nevertheless, he discloses it. "I just got late by chance until it was time for Isha Salah. I thought I should complete my Witr Salah, that is the 3 rakats of Witr Salah that is read after the Isha Salah as well." He wanted to read that. Generally, it has been the practice of many of our kabirin, that they would read, get up in the latter part of the night, read the tahajjud salah, and then read the witr salah. Probably he had the same practice, but he decided that he would read his witr salah as well after the performance of the isha salah. Because there can be no surety against death. While I was reciting the qunut, that is the dua-i qunut, I saw a green garden of paradise, which had all sorts of flowers. I was so absorbed in the vision that it was dawn. There had been hundreds of similar incidents in the lives of our righteous ancestors. Such things are, however, experienced only when there is a complete separation from everyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perfect attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we read in our ash'ar when we are making our dhikr, say, غَيْرْ سَيْ بِالْكُلْهِ اُتْجَا عَيَ نَظَرْ مَسْتُوهِ تُو عَيَ نَظَرْ دَيْكُوا جِدَرْ. That should be our, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that our condition insha'Allah ta'ala, that everything else comes out of our hearts besides the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One very very important aspect which is a fundamental thing for our Islam. But very sadly, we do not maintain this, we do not keep it up, and that is making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. To me, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, many people are bay'at and make dhikr also for years and years, but they don't get the true and complete benefit of dhikr. For two main reasons. One is that we're not punctual with our dhikr. And that is very common with our satis. We are not regular with our zikr. For a few days we make, and then when we think also, I'm pabant, I make my zikr. But in actual fact, and it will be very good for a person to keep a roster, and whether I've completed my zikr of every day. In that we are very negligent. And the other, if we do it, and even if we are punctual, but it is just to complete numbers. Our Hazrat says, zikr, which is beneficial and which gives its benefit, is ashiqana wa lihana zikr. Zikr with the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For example, your wife's name is Fatima and you want to make love to her. And in your opinion, love making is you take her name 100 times, Fatima, Fatima. And now you get feeling sleepy also, Fatima, Fatima, Fatima. She'll also give you one slap. And if you call her one time, what love, Fatima, what a world of difference this one. So taking Allah's name to complete numbers, that is just, and of many of us, that for many of us, zikr majlis is a sleeping majlis also. Time to catch up on our sleep and finish our sleep. And that zikr is like this, that we say, La ilaha, and we fall asleep. That there is no God. And we what a declaration we made. Negative declaration. And then when we wake up again, we start again. La ilaha. And we fall asleep again. So all the time we're saying there is no Allah. There is no Allah. And then we say we made zikr. Where will that zikr have, how will we get the benefit? So to do it regularly, continuously. If doctor gives us medicine and he tells us you must take it regularly. But we take it when we feel like. And then it won't have the benefit. Take it as prescribed, take it regularly. And also, the zikr of Allah, do it with love and with feeling. And for that, a person needs to have the ma'rifat of Allah. They recognize Allah. Now, see, even a scientist with different forms of scientists, whether they are geologists, whether they are astronomers, whether they are biologists, the things they study of Allah's great qudrat, that is what they study. But it doesn't take them closer to Allah, it takes them further from Allah. that they even deny the existence of Allah Ta'ala. All these things should take them 100% into becoming the slaves of Allah, a die heart of Allah Ta'ala. But because of there is a muhabbat, and muhabbat comes with zikr. A person, what you remember, what you make zikr of or think continuously, that the love of that thing comes in your heart. So that is zikr, that we have to do it continuously. From this ayat kareema, Hazrat Damat Barakat Rahmatullah Ali explains, فَذْكُرُونِي, which is a command of Allah, you make my zikr. And in return Allah says, أَذْكُرْكُمْ, this is fi'al mudari, that میں yaad karta hu ya ya yaad karunga. Ye yaad karta karunga, that translation here doesn't fit in here. That I am remembering, not that if you remember me, many good people also translate here, then I will remember you. No, when you remember me, I am remembering you. Hazrat explains this point very beautifully, that it is mahal, impossible for Allah to forget any of His creation at any moment. Whether it's a leaf on a tree, when that leaf became dry, when is it moving, how much is it moving, everything, every drop of water of the ocean is fully in Allah's knowledge. And Allah does not have to open up a file and check up what's the record of this year. It is fully Allah's ilm. The kamal of Allah's ilm is enough to baffle a person and become a die heart of Allah. That how Allah has got full knowledge of everything. So it isn't that Allah will remember you, Allah is remembering you. What that then? This explanation is further necessary, that if you remember Allah in the obedience of Allah, you remember Allah, you in the obedience of Allah, Allah remembers you with kindness, with love, with affection. And if you are engaged in disobedience of Allah, in sinning, still Allah remembers you, but now by warning you, by sending you reminders, and if nothing avails, then by punishing you. But Allah does not forget you in any case. And the reality of the matter is, it's not that if we remember Allah, then Allah remembers us, but Allah remembers us first. Whenever you get tawfiq of zikr of Allah, make shukr and be convinced that Allah has remembered you, that's why you are remembering Allah. And if you are gathered in a gathering for dhikr, and you get up and walk out or somebody else, because Allah was not remembering you, you could not be sitting there. When Allah remembers you, then you will get the opportunity with love and affection. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hai. These feet are not picked up, they are being picked up for us. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. I haven't come, I have been brought. Main muhabbat deke tarpaya gaya hoon. I have been given the love of Allah Ta'ala, and I have been made restless in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Main laak samjha hu asrar-e muhabbat. Whether I understood the secrets of love a million times, nahi samjha, samjhaya gaya hu. I did not understand myself. I was made to understand this. So when we make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, then if we make shukr to Allah, Allah is remembering you with love and affection. That's why you are getting tawfiq. At the same time, also think, for most of us who are negligent in our zikr, we don't do it regularly, be sure also then that love of Allah is not addressed towards us, not directed towards us. That's why we are not getting the tawfiq. We can make excuses. Laakh bahane karte raho. Thousands of excuses. I haven't got time. I'm very sleepy. I'm very busy, etc. All this are just excuses. Agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazaar hai. If you just don't want to, you'll have 1,001 excuses. But if you want to, you realize the importance of zikr, the absolute necessity of it, then there will be no excuse. It is just like a murid who wrote to Hazrat Maulana Saleem Thorat Sahib, Rahimah Damat Barakatuhum, that I don't get time to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Maulana replied and said, it's not that you don't get time, the importance of tilawat is not in your heart. You don't understand the importance of tilawat. How many of us, our tilawat is not in order? We don't make our daily tilawat. If we are reading Yasin Sharif, Surah Tabarak Alladhi, we regard that as tilawat. Those are our wazifas. By what is meant by making tilawat of Quran, to start from Alhamd Sharif, read every day, little, little, till we make finish, we finish the Quran Sharif by Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. This is also absolutely essential. But how many of us are negligent? We don't touch the Quran, we don't touch the Quran Sharif for how many days? So this is a very sad case. The Quran, yeah, in Ramzan now, each one of us think, how far am I with my tilawat? Is my one khatam also getting done? If it is not, realize you have got a very serious problem. If by the end of Ramzan, my one khatam also is not getting done, admit and realize to yourself that I've got a serious problem. And then whatever else, you can be seeing dreams and you can be seeing noor and you can be seeing light. If these basic things we are not doing, what are we worth? Think ourselves. Even if you got ijazat, you got khilafat, but if my one khatam is not being done, then think for yourself, and chide yourself, reprimand yourself, that I'm so useless, that I can't even make one khatam in Ramzan, and I regard myself as a maulana, as a hafiz, as a qari, and as a pious person, I'm a khalifa, and I can't make one khatam also. What am I worth? I'm useless. So that, and our zikr daily. That is also extremely important. And our zikr so little is shown. So we should be very regular with our zikr. Pabandi, regularly, and also learn to make zikr ashiqana walihana. With enjoyment. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, I saw myself, some of our elders, when they making zikr, water comes in my mouth. And today our condition is, somebody else makes zikr and we get a pain in the stomach. That this is bidat, this is not correct. And we are, a person who is allergic when he takes that medicine. If you are allergic to Panado and you take a Panado, the reaction comes in you. But this is somebody else took the Panado and you get a reaction by you. There are those people also who are allergic to fish. The minute the smell of fish come, though they didn't eat it or they see fish there, whole features change. They are so allergic to it. So very sadly, how many of us are allergic to zikr? That somebody else makes zikr and we have a reaction. That what is this here? This is bidat. This is wrong. Whereas the Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali writes, the most command that came in the Quran Sharif was of zikr. How many places Allah commands, Allahu Akbar. Because zikr of Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullah. Make zikr of Allah, dhikran kathira, in abundance. Wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. And besides zikr, more than that, read the tasbih of Allah, morning and evening. One sahabi, that he had the great honor, that when he sat down, farishtas would shake hands with him, make dua for him. When he stood up, when he walked, when he entered his house, when he left his house, all the time the farishtas are busy. So one other sahabi was astonished and admired him. He said, it's no big deal, you can also get it. Make zikr of Allah. That yusalli alayhi al-malaikatu. That the minute you make zikr, what's the ayat? Wasabbihuhu bukrata wasila. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته. Allah sends His special mercy. The malaika are making dua for you. They are greeting you all the time. So just by the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah commands that. Then Allah Ta'ala says, your hajj you have completed. فَإِذَا فَضْتُ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. You completed your hajj. What a great ibadah. Now go and make zikr of Allah عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. You finish your Jummah Salat. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ صَلَاتُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ. Make Allah zikr and make Allah zikr in abundance. Whenever you have finished your first namaz, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ Fadhkurullah. You finished your namaz, make zikr. And that is the namaz of khawf, which is particularly being referred to. That in the battlefield, that namaz. Now you finished your namaz in the special way, how the namaz has to be made in the battlefield, then make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. You are meeting the army on the battlefield. فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمْ فِيَةً فَثْبُتُوا وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ. That even when you're meeting the army on the battlefield, remain firm. And in order to remain firm, make the zikr of Allah. So if you read the Quran Sharif, there isn't a place where there isn't that you must make zikr. And look at the Muslim of today. How much zikr, where and where? And our zikr? Null, practically. And then we still wondering why I'm not getting that love of Allah, why I'm not getting connection of Allah. You're making zikr? Yeah, I'm making my zikr. But we lie also, openly we lie also. What is meant by zikr is at least the bare minimum which is prescribed regularly. We're not even doing that regularly. The vast majority of us, we just blurt out, yes, I do my zikr. But we are not doing it regularly. And we're not doing it on the prescribed way. Do your zikr for 40 days, and if you don't see the difference in your life, then you come and tell me. You have to see it. Zikr, the name of Allah, is such a thing. But we don't make the zikr. We are too occupied with other things. We'll sleep away in order to be fresh for our business. In order to be fresh for other things. And our zikr we don't do. The zikr of Allah is so important and so little is prescribed. But that little also we don't do. So anyway, Allah has commanded us that we must make his zikr. And also, the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is one such command of Allah, the details of which Allah also gave in the Quran Sharif. Just imagine, namaz is faraz, the most important ibadat is namaz. But the details of namaz, Allah gave in the hadith. Fajr 2, Zuhr 4, Asr 4, that is not in the Quran Sharif. That you will find in the hadith Sharif. All the other details. But for dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Yeah, also one point, which if it can help somebody, many people who say that the zikr means just to be in the obedience of Allah. Uzkurullah, remember Allah, that means fulfill His command. But how many places Allah has said, like in this ayat, Wadhkurisma Rabbi, make zikr of the name of Allah. In tafsir, Mujaddid, in tafsir, remember the name just now. Tafsir Mazhari, Jazakumullah. There it is written, what does zikr mean? To repeat. To repeat, that is zikr. And the example is given like a child who is becoming hafiz. How he becomes hafiz? Repeating that ayah. He repeats it all the time. Like he wants to learn Sabbihisma, Sabbihisma, Sabbihisma. Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la, Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la, Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la. He joins, he carries on, he knows it. And usually in the zikr he moves. So in becoming hafiz, the hafiz boys are always moving also. And they are learning and they're becoming hafiz. But like that he becomes a hafiz. And then you have to know Allah's name. Repeat Allah's name so that you know it. That hafiz student repeats his sabak, then he knows it. And we find many hafiz students, they come, they say, when I read it on my own, I read it to my mother, I read it to my friends, I know it. When I go in front of my ustad, I go blank. That means you don't know it still properly. You have to know it. Many persons, one hafiz good student of ours, he says, please make dua. I read my Quran, my door, to everyone I know it. When I go on the musalla, lot of mistakes I get. The truth is, you still don't know it properly. That is why those mistakes. And when we were studying, and we should get mistakes, our ustads, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to hit us also after that. So then he asked, why today so many mistakes? We got excited. So he's saying, Surah Fatiha, you didn't make a mistake. If you were excited, you were excited in Surah Fatiha also. But there are no mistakes, because Surah Fatiha, everyone knows how lot we repeat it. So we know it. So the proof is that we still don't know it properly. That's why the mistakes are coming. So just like that, Allah's name, we have to repeat it so that we know it. How much must we know it? Take Allah's name so much that if somebody puts a gun to your head, you think of Allah. So much you must think of Allah Ta'ala. But what happens to us? If somebody puts a gun to our head, we go blank. Perhaps that's a blank gun also. But we go blank that we forget Allah Ta'ala. Hey, if you are driving and suddenly somebody on a sharp bend, on a hill, not one solid line, three solid lines. So a big truck overtook and is right in front of you. At that time, just take Allah's name and see what was impossible, how Allah will save you. But what happens at such times? We go blank. So that means we still don't know Allah's name properly. These occasions may Allah save us, and rarely they might come to us. But Allah gives us our test all the time to see whether we know our sabr. Like a person before he umbrows his ustad, or before coming on the musalla for taraweeh, the hafiz umbrows so many people. He umbrows this person, that person, that person. So Allah also gives us the chance to see whether we know the name of Allah. Continuously, other women will come in front of us. At that time, whether we lower our gazes or not. If we don't, that means we still don't know Allah's sabr. That we have to so much that the minute you see your gay, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, once his Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh, Mahan Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, was going to teach Bukhari Sharif. He should go on horseback to teach. It was a distance of about 10 kilometers. And a very, very beautiful young girl suddenly appeared. And your first eyes fall. So our Shaykh said, today I'm sure our Shaykh will also look. Such a beautiful girl, but not one bit also Hazrat looked. Totally, not one little bit also he looked in that direction. So that is that, then you know your sabak. So when our zikr has taken effect, then we can know now that, we're looking at other women, useless talking of friends, and where even backbiting comes in, ghibat, etc., all these things. Automatically your heart will go off these things. All these things, the other junk foods, etc., you won't be able to take it. Your heart will go off when zikr has its effect on a person. So we have to take Allah's name so much that effect comes on us. وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. And when you are making Allah's zikr, Allah says, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Tabattul is to be totally inclined one side only, away from all other sides. Dil mera ho jaye, ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar, dekho jidhar. That total devotion to Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, what was supposed to be the remedy for ghaflat, for unmindfulness, we are ghafil in our zikr. We are sleeping in our zikr. We are thinking of other things in our zikr. We just want to complete our zikr. We haven't got shock of zikr, enjoyment of zikr. We forget after Ramzan, in Ramzan, our zikr, yeah. How many of us are sleeping away? How many of us don't even sit for the zikr majlis? We go away to our tents and we are sitting there. We don't even sit. So even now, then how will the effect of zikr come? So zikr, we take it very lightly. It's very, very important. Our tilawat of Quran Sharif, our zikr, that this must be done. And in case I forget, not only this prescribed zikr which is there, but even not more, 10 times durood Sharif. 10 times third kalima, 10 times istighfar. Actually 100 times each. But even just 10 times, but we don't even do that. Not one durood in a week, forget in a day. Weeks pass and we don't read durood Sharif. Months pass and we don't read durood Sharif. And yet we feel ourselves to be, I'm a senior khalifa, I'm a top maulana, I'm a top this, I'm doing so much khidmat of deen. Not one durood Sharif in our life. Istighfar, not factories of guna we got. There is no word how lot we are making gunas. And to balance it, not one istighfar also. And yet then we wonder that why things are not going right. And this is the condition of the pious Muslims today. Then we were wondering, where is Allah's help? What's happening in Syria? What is happening in Afghanistan? What's happening in Iraq? All this. This is our condition. We analyze ourselves. One place, Jamaat brothers, they complain to the Merkez that we got these problems there. We're doing Jamaat work. Still no problems are going. They kept the ijtima there. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri started little targheeb. Then he said, how many brothers are here who gave 4 months? Hardly anyone. How many gave 40 days? How many are giving a day, every year 40 days? In this way, in detail, we say we're not doing anything. And we say we're doing Jamaat work and we're not saying we're having problems. We're not doing our basic things what we have to be doing. So even our zikr, our tilawat, we are extremely weak. And then yet we want to pass it off just because our outward forms, etc., that I'm regular with my zikr. And each one be our sincere to ourselves. And don't even bluff ourselves that few days now in Ramzan I'm making some zikr, making tilawat, so I'm regular. But really see, how lot tilawat do we do? Do we make one khatam even in the year? Do we even, our zikr, are we regular? So our zikr. So Allah says that zikr, what full concentration, tabattal ilayhi tabtila. Have full concentration. And why shouldn't you have? Allah Ta'ala says, our Shaykh's explanation, Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. Allah is the Lord of the East and the West. And Rabb means that being who creates you, who nourishes you, who sustains you, who sees to every need of yours. Usually, Hazrat gives us example, you gone for Fajr and Zikr Majlis after Fajr, and your wife told you a standing order, you must come with bread and milk when you come from Namaz. Now you are all the time worried, I mustn't forget the bread and milk. Otherwise, if I go home without the bread and milk, I got it. My wife, the way she'll take off with me, that you never come with the bread and milk, you forgot again. So what you worried of bread and milk? He who gives bread and milk, who gave stomachs, who gave hunger, and who gave food to the whole world, to animals also. Won't he give you your bread and milk? You are so worried of that. So he is Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi. Then La ilaha illa hu. Remember, it's only he. This is the one zikr that our Shaykh says, my whole tasawwuf is proven from Quran and Hadith. So the zikr of La ilaha illallah is from this, which in the terminology of the Sufis, they say that nafi isbat. To negate and to establish, to prove that we negate everything besides Allah, only Allah is the one. So we 100 times, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, inshallah, time permits, and if I remember, very important, were a few muraqabas that we have to make when we're making the zikr. So this is the one. La ilaha illahu, fattakhidhu wakila. Make him your wakil. Make him your wakil. Is somebody you depute some work to. And Allah is na'mal mawla wa na'mal wakil. There isn't a better guardian, a better friend, better overseer for you, and a better wakil than Allah Ta'ala. If you got a good lawyer conveyancer, and you're having some work done, property transferred, once you give him your work, this is it, you don't have to worry. Whole worry is on his head. One person, Musa bhai, he had loaned money to a friend of his, to Ahmad bhai, 100,000 rand, whatever it was, and Ahmad bhai gave him 100,000 rand check, end of the month, you must deposit it. So Musa bhai, now the 28th of the month came, and now Ahmad bhai is worried, I haven't got the money to deposit, the check will go RD, it will bounce. Now he's walking, pacing in his room the whole night, up and down. I have to meet the check and I haven't got the money. The wife is usually the first person to notice that the husband has got a problem. She asked him, what's wrong? Why are you not sleeping? You're pacing up and down. I gave Musa bhai this check to 100,000 and I haven't got money to put in the bank. She was a clever wife and she was one who had feeling for her husband. So she picked up the phone 1 o'clock at night and she phoned Musa bhai. And she told, see, that check, don't deposit it. The TF is already here now. And you don't, because there isn't money. And she put the phone down. She didn't hear, wait for a reply. And she told her husband, now you sleep. Now Musa bhai will walk up to him. The whole night he'll be walking that now my check that I haven't got to deposit. So in this way, that worry, on what was I saying? Yeah, wakil. So the minute you make a wakil, then you don't have to worry anything. Your wakil, he's a good wakil, he'll be in charge of everything. So Allah, you gave your matters, you not only your bread and milk, whatever, lend it over to him. And in the zikr, as I mentioned, this is one muraqabah we have to make, that we are handing our matters over to Allah Ta'ala. La ilaha illa hu, fattakhidhu wakila. Now when you're going to do this, then people are going to start talking. You're not taking interest in your business. You're not worried about your studies. You're not worried about this. So in advance, Allah Ta'ala told you, wasbir ala ma yaqulun. Whatever they're going to say, you make sabr. You don't worry. You got the reality. They don't understand. And how? And now don't be rude and harsh also to them, that you people got no iman in you, you're not even a Muslim. Allah is there, He will see to everything. We must only be connected with Allah. No, don't be so rude and harsh. وَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَهْجُرْهُمْ هِجْرًا جَمِيلًا. And make hijrat from them, separate from them, but hijran jamila, hajran jamila, a beautiful separation. Alladhi laysa fihi al-intiqam, that there is no revenge in there. That you wait that something happened to them, and see, you people don't make zikr what happened to you people. And don't taunt them. Don't taunt them in any way. In this way, that you carry on with your zikr, you make sabr. Don't retaliate. Don't try and score points with them. That you people don't, when they read namaz, see this problem came in your life. You don't do this. No, don't have that attitude also. Show your good akhlaq. So the adab of zikr also Allah Ta'ala has taught in the Quran Sharif. So in this way, when a person, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person sits to make zikr alone, then Allah remembers him also fi nafsihi, in him, by himself. Allah remembers that person. You remembering Allah, Allah remembers you also, but all on His own. When you remember Allah in a gathering, and try make zikr on your own also, some of your zikr. And some of it, make it with a gathering also. And all our satis, how many satis we got? Every masjid where we are, must have zikr majlis. We are saying this every year, but if we have to ask how many satis are having zikr majlis in their masjid, very, very little. And what, how lot of pabandi are we having? Every sati and those who got ijazat especially, they must be making a zikr majlis. Make your zikr on your own also, and in your masjid also make zikr. And encourage other satis to take part, have zikr in jama, in a group form also in the masjid. It's a suitable time, but every one of us, especially those who have got ijazat, otherwise that ijazat, that paper is not worth the ink it's written on. If we're just keeping it as for barakat or to prove that I got ijazat, it's no jannat certificate there. That is just to get us on to doing some work. And for our own islah, to encourage us to do our islah. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained 6 reasons why khilafat is given. One of them is that this person won't make his islah like that. This is just the encouragement that he'll do work to with others, his islah will get done. For one of the reasons is that also, and that Hazrat says, that don't ever take this ijazat nama, this khilafat, that you are made now. But this is only so that you can make yourself still. You can start making yourself. Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani rahmatullah alayh should tell students who graduate that those of you who think you have become alims already, you will remain jahils your whole life. But those who will teach and will carry on in this field, ummeed hai, possibly, hopefully, one day you will become an alim. But we think of alims like us, we think. Alims were Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangwai, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shah. These were alims. Where are we? We just that name we have got. And we're not fit for that name also. So when we get ijazat, at least our majlis, that will be inshallah a separate talk, and also our zikr majlis on our own also, and establish in our masjids. If by now, how many masjids should have zikr majlis already? But very, very few got. So that we should have, and regularly also, all the time. So when we make zikr in a gathering, Allah remembers us, and that remembrance is a favorable remembrance, a good remembrance. Otherwise, all the time Allah remembers His creation. Not anything, not a stone, not a leaf, not a wig, Allah Ta'ala forgets. Everything Allah Ta'ala remembers all the time. So Allah will remember us in a better, and that comes in the hadith, that when people gather to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and by zikr, yeah, one is zikrullah, to remember Allah. One is zikr ismi Rabb, the name of Allah. This zikr, yeah, Then Allah calls a gathering in the heavens by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, a gathering of indal malaikatil muqarrabin, the farishtas who are the close for the special farishtas. Wal arwahil mursaleen, and the arwah, the ruh of the rasuls. Like for example in Jamaat we have sometimes old workers jur. So who is supposed to come? Old workers. Those who gave 40 days, 4 months, who are actively engaged in the work. It's not for everyone. It's for old workers. So this ijtima also are for the special people. Who by who? Malaikatul muqarrabin. All the farishtas are not allowed to come. The very close farishtas to Allah Ta'ala. And arwahil mursaleen. Not the anbiya. The rasuls who are of a higher rank than the anbiya. The Rasuls are of a higher rank than the Anbiya, their arwah Allah Ta'ala gets. And then Allah does not only remember, that remembrance now is in the form of Allah is boasting about those people. What is Allah boasting? That we will explain just now. Then here, when these people have gathered to make the zikr, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, there is one group of malaika, angels, whose only work is to look for gatherings of zikr. They make gusht in the whole world. They also make gusht. And what is their gusht? To look for the gatherings of zikr. And where they find it, then they call out to the other malaika, halumma, halumma, what you are looking for is here, what you are looking for is here. The masjid, the house in which you are gathered to make zikr, they call, come here, this is the address, this is the place, all of you come there. When the malaika come, we make ourselves one behind the other. Malaika make their selves one on top of the other, until they reach by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala asks them, yas'aluhum, Allah asks them, wahuwa a'lam. And Allah knows perfectly everything. But why does Allah question them, interrogate them? Ikram allahum. To show the honor of these people making zikr. That is why Allah asks those malaika, from where are you coming? Allah knows. They say, from that masjid there. In the Darulum Masjid, Azadwal, whichever, wherever the people are gathered to make the zikr. Oh, what's happening there? Allah knows everything. But why? What's happening there? Why are you people coming from there? Oh, those people are engaged in your zikr, Ya Allah. They saw me. No. Had they seen me? More they should have made. What they want? Jannat. They saw Jannat. No. Had they seen? More they should have made effort. What they are asking protection from Jahannam? They saw? No. What are they, if they had seen, even more they should have made. Then this malaika throng around them. Haffathumul malaika. The farishtas, they envelope those people. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatu says, when you're sitting in a zikr majlis, then from your heart have yaqeen. We believe in the hadith. 100% the words of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that the malaika, that they are standing there. All around the farishtas are standing. Have that full yaqeen. وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ Sakina descends upon them. The different interpretations of Sakina we are hearing now in the Kitab. But the best definition is what the Quran Sharif itself gives. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah sends down Sakina in the hearts of the believers. لِيَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ In order to increase the iman they got to a higher. That iman which is murithi, which you have inherited, that iman becomes haqiqi, a real iman. It becomes wijdani, which becomes zawqi, which becomes an iman which was just on your tongue, which was an iman which was just I'm a Muslim, that's all. I got iman. But the reality wasn't there. Now that iman changes by the zikr, every zikr majlis. If we do it properly, your iman is increasing. You are getting iman e wijdani. That iman which you feel all the time. All, then if you see a woman, now Allah's command comes in front of you automatically. Allah gives you the strength, you save your eyes. All other wrong things, from wasting of time, useless pursuits, automatically you save yourself. When that iman comes, it becomes the reality of iman comes now. And then, وَغَشِيَتُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ And Allah's mercy descends on those people. What is Allah Ta'ala's mercy? اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي. Now that mercy of Allah by which you stay away from guna. وَاللَّهُ مَرْحَمْنِي بِتَرْكِ الْمَعَاسِي أَبْدًا مَا أَبْقَيْتَنِي. As long as I'm living, oh Allah, you save me from guna. وَارْزُقْنِي حُسْنَ النَّظَرَ فِي مَا يُرْضِيكَ عَنِّي. And oh Allah, give me that thoughts and that eyes that only in those things which you are pleased. And لَا يَعْنِي. That oh Allah, save us from all لَا يَعْنِي. Frivolous, useless things, save us. This is Allah's rahmat. Allah's rahmat, warhamna, ay tafaddal alayna bifunun al-ala, ma istihqaqina biafanin al-iqab. Oh Allah, all various forms of your mercy, shower them upon us, in spite of the fact that we are worthy of every type of worst punishment. Much more worse. Rahmat, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, what is the meaning of rahmat? Tawfiq e ta'at. Now you will get the ability, the tawfiq to do obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is happy with you now. Faraghi e ma'ishat. Allah will give you in abundance in dunya. Your dunya's both works are done. In akhirat, bila hisab maghfirat. Unlimited forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And dukhul e jannat. Enter jannat. This is that rahmat which is coming down when you are sitting in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. These farishtas which have thronged around and they are looking at the majma, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi in Fathul Bari writes that for various reasons they are looking astonished at this gathering, that who are the angels? Are we the angels or are these people the angels? For one reason they give, and this is what Allah is boasting in front of the malaika and in front of the rasuls also. What is it that these people haven't seen Jannah? The farishta say, we see Jannah. So for us to make zikr of Allah is no big deal. They haven't seen Allah. We see Allah. So if we making zikr, we saw what our eyes. So it's no big deal. These people never saw Allah, Jannah, Jahannam. They making zikr. This is, are they the farishtas or are we farishtas? They look astonished at this group. That we got no taqaza of guna. Our Shaykh Damat Bar Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if the most beautiful Hurul Een, and read the kitabs of how the Hurs are, and Hawra, who is the most beautiful of them all, what a description. If she is to come and sit in the lap of Jibreel Alayhi Salaam, it will make no difference to him. There will be no movement in any part of his body, nothing whatsoever. No difference whatsoever, whether it was a piece of wood or whether it was a stone in his lap. No different. These people who have got so much desire of guna, and they take out time for zikr, we got no desire. We got no taqaza. Hey, these people all the time in Jamaat or Amisab, taqaza. Every time we got a taqaza. Hey, but these people, farishta, malaika, no taqaza. Not for tea, not for toilet, not for water. They got no taqaza whatsoever. And these people, 101. Today the wife is sick. Tomorrow the child needs a pair of shoes. Tomorrow, what a life problem you got. Today, tomorrow, what the security you got a problem. Watchman you got. Every day you got how many problems. And they still getting time for zikr. The malaika say, we are free. We got nothing. Na joru, na nata. We don't have to see to anything. And if they making zikr, this is an achievement. So this zikr, also they are looking. And then when the end of the zikr, Allah doesn't want us to make whole day also zikr. It comes clearly in the hadith. Remember me for a little while after Fajr and after Asr. The in-between times, I will be sufficient for you. So when you make zikr little time, Allah says, Qumu, get up now. Go and see to your family also. Go and see to your business also. No problem. You remembered me? Now carry on. Like a dada or nana, they invited all the children and grandchildren on an occasion Eid. They prepared biryani, they prepared roast, they prepared everything. For the small children, they prepared some games also for them to play. Some jungle jump and some what and what. Now, but when all come, what they want first? Come meet us. And when you finish, if one child sits longer, they say, go and eat. I brought ice cream lollies for you. I bought this for you. I bought the jungle jump. Go and play. Go and eat. You enjoy that also. So Allah say, remember me first little while, then go. All this I made for you. You are going to enjoy it now. Qumu, get up now. But in such a way, maghfur lakum. I have forgiven all your gunas also.
Hey, Allah, what is this? Zikr majlis. If we can, I'm trying to say it, we can become pabund. We are all in need of it. We don't make our zikr properly. We don't do it regularly. We haven't established. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that in his old age when he was paralyzed, I traveled the world only for one reason, to establish zikr majlis in every place. Every house, every madrasa, darulums, very important. Tablighi Marak is important to have zikr. Fitnas that are there will go away. Fitnas that are going to come, Allah will take them away. Maulana Talha Sahab, Hazrat Shaykh's son, he made Dora of Pakistan a few years ago. He told them there that every masjid, madrasa must have zikr majlis. If you don't get anyone to sit for zikr, he says his father, Hazrat Shaykh, should say, pay people to sit and make zikr. He say, you pay people to clean the toilets, that's important for you. You pay the imam to make imamat. You pay the person to give azan. You pay the person to clean the masjid. That's all important things. Zikr is not important. If there's no one prepared to do it voluntarily, pay them and let them sit and make zikr. Zikr is so important. So, where were we? Gee, so Allah Ta'ala says, you made my zikr little while, go and see to all your and maghfura lakum, all your sins are for you. And not only sins, qad baddaltu sayyi'atikum hasanat. Allah says, I myself, all your sins, I've converted them into nekis because of the barakat of the zikr majlis. I've changed them this is collective zikr. Not our own zikr. This is when we sit together and we make zikr. Allah Ta'ala. And then the malaika see that Allah forgave all those people who came. And they tell Allah that one person didn't come for zikr majlis. He just came to give a message, to leave a key, collect a key or something. Allah says, "Hum qawmun la yishqa bihim jalisuhum." These are such people, whoever just sits with them, meets them, looks at them, asks them for dua, shakes hands with them, I do his work also. So mubarak are the zikr majalis. So we have to do it regularly for one. If we do it, we will see the fruit. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. Just praising it all. Doctor gave this good medicine, that good medicine, this vitamin tablets are very good, but you don't take them. That cook who makes the best soup in the world for winter, you don't catch a cold, you don't even sniff one time. You don't even cough one time. And very tasty also. And he's giving it free of charge. But he will only get the benefit of it till he drinks it himself. Sawab he'll get giving it to everyone. But till he drinks it himself, that soup, then he'll get them. So zikr also, all these things are there. But it is if we will make our zikr. And regularly we make our zikr. So, and then the zikr, very briefly now, that the adab, read Durood Sharif, and then read that Fadhkuruni Adhkurkum, and in that, just not the word, the reading, but meditate very lightly on all these things which were mentioned. That what a Mubarak zikr, Allah is remembering, Allah is called the Ijtima, Malaika around here, they looking at astonishment with us, how much more valuable won't that zikr of yours be? Then read also this hadith Qudsi, and a Jalisu Man Zakarani. Allah says, I sit with those people who remember me. That Allah is sitting, Allah's very special attention is now directed to that people who are making zikr. But if we do it regularly first, then start with your, read Durood Sharif. Kar salli ala na ho zuba par, to kya asar hoga aho fuga mein. Without Durood Sharif, a thing hasn't got a proper effect. Durood Sharif makes that thing so valuable, shine, makes it valuable in the eyes of Allah. We can't do without Durood Sharif. Read Durood Sharif. Then after that, start with your zikr. Then when you are making La ilaha illallah, the first time, make this little muraqabah, afzalu zikr, La ilaha illallah. The best of zikrs Allah gave me. By reading La ilaha illallah, gunas are all forgiven. Your whole life's gunas are forgiven by zikr. Zikr, la ilaha illallah. This ummat, their tongue was accustomed just to repeat all the time naturally on the tongue, which was not in the ummats of before. But we also have become like the ummats of before. La ilaha illallah is not on our tongue. Even that one sitting of zikr majlis we don't do. We should be doing that, and all the time also it should be just inadvertently on our tongue. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. But we are suffering, we don't have that. Then the thing that la ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijab dun Allah. That this la ilaha of mine, hardly it came out of my tongue. There is no veil that can block it. It goes direct to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Nazar wo hai, jo is kaun o makan se paar ho jaye, lekin rukhe taaba par pare, to bekar ho jaye. That is that nazar. This is that kalima, that it comes out and there is nothing that can block it. It goes direct to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. The dua of the mazloom goes direct to Allah Ta'ala. This la ilaha illallah, also it goes direct. And then our Shaykh Ta'amad Barakatum explains that the arsh of Allah is the big storeroom. And your heart is a small storeroom. What the zikr, Allahumma aftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik. Open the locks of the key, open the locks which are on our hearts with the keys of zikr. So with this la ilaha, wa in min shay'in illa indana khazainu. All the treasures of anything, your peace of mind, your solution to your problem, everything is by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. No dollar price can rise or drop, no petrol price can rise or drop, but what is decreed by Allah Ta'ala, then it happens here. So everything is there. So your la ilaha reaches there. And it's opening the locks of the treasures and the storeroom by Allah, the big, where all the treasures are kept. All everything is kept. Now, then make this muraqabah. This is not part of the hadith. There is a muraqabah, Hazrat has thought, that a column of noor from Allah's arsh has come directly into my heart now. And all the khazain from there are now flowing into my heart. It is flowing, and what special you want, you take. If you go to your wholesaler, you go to your supplier, and he just gives you what you want. He knows what you want, and he's supplying it. And few special things you want, you ask him. Ask for Allah's ma'rifat. Ask for Allah's muhabbat. Ask for Allah's ta'alluq. Nisbat with Allah. Itaat of Allah. Sifat of ihsan. Hadrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ma'rifat, muhabbat, itaat. The happiness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The tawfiq to read durood in abundance. The love of sunnahs to practice, to propagate. How many things you can ask. But don't ask for small things of this dunya. If you want to, you can ask that also. But the real, ask these things. When this will come, Allah will give you. Now it's pouring in your heart. In this way, make your zikr with your la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And all this is. Then think, this is a kalima, kimya. Kimya, alchemy. In science and this, it's just a false notion that scientists have got a certain chemical where they can change a stone into gold. And they'll do it for you. If they could do it for you, they should first do it for themselves. They can't do it like financial advisors who teach you how to employ your money correctly and make loss. If they were so good, they should be the richest. They shouldn't come work for you for a fee. There's all gimmicks that we don't understand. Somebody to become rich, how to become rich quick. He advertised in a newspaper, send a stamped envelope with a 20 rand note. The reply came, work harder. You work harder, you become rich. So all these are all gimmicks, but we fall for on your emails. When don't you get that you want this amount of money, you want that amount of money? All false things. This is the real, this kalima is the real alchemy. That a person who was 100-year kafir, one time he reads a kalima, and he's a Muslim. A person who was a Jahannami, a lifelong Jahannami, life sentence. That person becomes a lifelong Jannati, just by reading this kalima. The person who was mabghuz, hated by Allah Ta'ala, he just reads this kalima, and he becomes mahbub by Allah, the beloved of Allah. Such a kalima Allah Ta'ala has given us. So this kalima, we recite it like that. This is that kalima. That man qala la ilaha illallah 70,000 times. 70,000 times a person who reads this kalima, ghufira liman qal wa liman qil. The person who read it, he's also forgiveness. And for whom it was read, he's forgiveness also. And for any person who has passed away, and I beseech you, when you get the news I'm dead, read one time 70,000 and pass that sawab to me, to all our marhums. That, and Allahu Akbar. Shaykh Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi rahmatullah alayhi was a great shaykh. He was in Spain, Andalus. And one time he invited some people for meals, da'wat. In that was a young boy with regard to him. It was famous, he gets kashf. Kashf means Allah shows something to a person which other people can't see. Presently what's happening somewhere else in the past, in the future. So it was famous, this boy gets kashf. When they were eating, suddenly the boy screamed and cried. Sheikh asked him, what's wrong with you? He says, I see my mother is in the fire of Jahannam. She's burning in the fire of Jahannam. The Sheikh had many quotas of 70,000 of La ilaha illallah. Without any expression on his face, moving his tongue, nothing, just in his heart, immediately he transferred one quota, he made Isali Sawab to the boy's mother. Immediately he saw the boy smiling, laughing. So ask, now what's wrong? You just now you were screaming, crying, now you're laughing. He says, I see my mother is in Jannat, enjoying. So the Shaykh says, from this instant I learned that this hadith is a true, correct hadith, sahih hadith. And from the boy's kashf, I realized the hadith is correct. And from the hadith, I realized this boy's kashf is genuine. He's not making stories, he's getting kashf. He's getting actual proper kashf. Otherwise, people pretend here in the Khanqah also, be the way people pretend. And some of them come and admit also, making zikr, falling down, and then they came and admit, oh, it was all just a pretend, it was just a show. All types. And one boy, one time our sheikh came here, and the boy, young boy, a revert, he was making namaz, and in his body, shaking. Hazrat told me, this boy's halat is very high. After that, he stole one car and he went. So this is all that. So all this here, pretensions and all that are terrible things. How people pretend. Don't fall for the tricks of people. One imam who came here for Maghrib namaz, he went first Darunum Zakaria, there was also Jalsa. Exactly at the same point, oh, he's crying in his namaz. When he came here, again the same thing. So people are so well trained. And today our imams are training on the du'as of the imams. And where they cry in their du'as also. It's not a natural thing. Where the imam cries, they also cry. So this people pretend too much. Don't just fall for all these dreams what people... Don't go... Maulana Thanvi, somebody wrote to him a dream. So Maulana Thanvi, what he replied... That eat less. You are eating too much. All the gas that's forming is going to your brain. And Maulana said, if it was some other peer, he should write khilafat for you. That you're getting such wonderful dreams, khilafat for you. Don't worry about your dreams and all these things also. Your zikr is not right. Your eyes are not in control. Your namaz is not right. And you think I'm a big buzur because of some dream that I got or something. No, don't go after all these things. Go after reality. So anyway, so this... boy's mother was in Jannat. It comes in the hadith, a person who reads La ilaha illallah 100 times, then Allah Ta'ala, what's the fazila? His face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. So every day if we read 100 times, your face will shine. And our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, what ulum Allah had given our Shaykh. The comparison is with the 14th full moon. When it is a new crescent, all are worried whether the moon is going to be sighted Wednesday night or not. It is there, there is no doubt about it. They say it's a bridge moon. So you're not going to be able to see it. Its shape, it's not situated in the right place, so it's going to be difficult. So anyway, whatever that is, so with that moon is difficult to sight. But within 14 nights, the moon is full all the time. It's only the light that's shining it on that one edge. So we see that crescent. Otherwise the moon is full. But as the nights go and the world, our world moves out of the way and the sun's light goes more onto the moon, then it becomes brighter and brighter. And then it becomes a full moon, we get 14th night. So just like that, your La ilaha, you start off and you can have gunas in your life. Allah's commandments are not in your life. But as you read La ilaha illallah, the full light will come. All nurani amal, namaz of yours will come in order. If we make our zikr regularly, our bad habits one by one will go out. Whatever our bad habits. Really I say, we don't need no consultation with people. Rehab, and then this also marriage counseling, this counselor, that counselor. We need La ilaha illallah in our life. We haven't got Quran in our life. We haven't got Durood Sharif in our life. This is 100% that will solve all your problems. But we don't follow this. And we go and waste our time in haram things also. Things that take us to shirk and kufr also. We get involved in that also. And then we expect our problems to get solved. These things won't solve our problems. So, As you make your zikr, all your bad things will go out of, darkness will go out, and full light will come. That is why on the fourth day of Qiyamah, your face will shine like the 14th full moon. In this world, all those nurani amal will come. All your bad, but if we make our zikr with pabandi, we don't do it with and so little zikr, but we don't do it. All your whole islah will take place in this. A person who makes one time la ilaha illallah, there is a column in front of Allah's arsh that shakes violently. Allah tells it, stop, what's wrong with you? It says, the recite of la ilaha illallah has still not been forgiven. How can I stop? Allah says, go, I've forgiven him. You stop. And how many other muraqabas also, and of Allah also. The pamphlet is printed already. Not yet. Inshallah, soon on all these muraqabas, there is a pamphlet which is ready. It will be printed. Get hold of it and then make your zikr according to that and see that what zikr will give us. So zikr is very important in our lives. We came here, we spent 40, 30 days, 10 days, 3 days, 5 days, whatever it might be. But if we leave the zikr behind here, and then we go, how are we going to benefit? Those who will make their zikr regularly, their halat I see. They, according to their, what they correspond and that, how their halat changes. And what Allah blesses them with. You envy them what qualities Allah is. This is on tilawat, zikr, these basic things. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah. Thank you.